Hello, Christmas girl.
Oh my gosh. And by the way, yep.
It really is the season.
I'm cold.
There's lots of merch to buy, folks.
You know what it is? It's LED. I mean, it's modern lighting isn't hot anymore.
I was working on the tree last night.
Mm-hmm.
Lights I bought that were so hot to the touch, I took them off.
Incandescent?
No.
Did you buy them in an old factory?
Amazon. They were indoor, outdoor lights. And you know what's funny?
They
were so hot to the touch. I go, oh, they're hot. And then I go, oh, no. Take them off the tree. My partner goes, hey, let me see where'd you get these? Let me look at the review. I go, I got good reviews. They look at it. They go, this is not good reviews.
What did you think good review is?
You know, I was like
three
four stars.
No,
I saw like 4.5 stars, but they're only like 700. Like,
No. This is hysterical.
Like an amateur.
Okay.
Okay. But guess what I want for Christmas? Guess what I'm craving really hard?
What?
Because guess what's back and what all the hot girls are wearing now?
Hold. Short, don't tell me.
Uggs.
Are you serious?
And I'm hyper fixated.
Because I got news for you. I've never had an UGG.
Okay, well, welcome to LA. So I wore UGGs in high school. There's UGGs that go to here.
Yeah.
And then there's UGGs that go to here. And then there's here.
And there's a true short.
Short. Well, there's
which
ultra
is
short.
Unflattering.
There's ultra short, which is almost like at the ankle. Literally like ultra short, psycho. I want one bump up. My big question
one
is, do I
up.
Go classic UGG or do I go black? So I try to put my own spin on it and get them in black. It's almost like I gotta go classic UGG.
Okay. I'm asking, is that one bump up or is that the ankle? Because that's pretty
that's
low.
That's one. Ooh, I think that might be the ultra. Oh, that's ultra mini. That's the ankle I speak of. That's ultra mini.
Okay.
And then
so
what's one
mini?
Bump up? Mini. Oh my God. It's really, it feels so good to want something for Christmas.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Classic ultra mini.
Wait, Jacqueline, what was the present?
Platform.
What was the
classic
present?
Ultra mini. Wait, hold on.
Is the present I almost bought you?
Classic short. No, you told me because you remember that you had an idea for me. You told me that you were going to treat us to something together.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Classic mini two?
Yep, there it
excitement.
Is. There it is.
Two on the trackpad? Okay. Okay.
There they are.
All right, hold on. Let me think. Okay, okay.
Do you
before
think classic
you,
UGG color?
Well, no, because now I want one, obviously, okay?
Yeah.
So this is a huge question here.
Which
same,
color?
Different, who for who, whatever, okay?
I think, I mean.
Is it more joyful to have the same and not be jealous of the other ones? Commit to it together
I think same.
Or drown together.
No, I know. But see what I mean about the black? Like,
all right, hold on.
Black's kind of fun.
We got a blue, we got a black.
You know what I was considering?
Yeah.
Literally going to the mall. I want
to
go
have
in
an
person.
Experience. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
by
so.
By the way, like, a shoebox at home. Okay.
So I want that.
Okay, so here's the thing. So I just want to, like, catch people up.
Yeah.
If they've missed the link, it's in beta, whatever. Hag Shop, okay, me
is live
late at night going,
yeah.
I'm starting us a shop, Kate. I'm starting us a shop.
Yeah.
You're always saying we need to do a holiday gift guide.
Yeah.
And I agree, but it sounds like a bitch. Okay, but there's a few things. Okay. We do a gift guide, our top shit, and it's there in the store. It's Evil Pooh Christmas. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So what I was thinking is we decide together, because this is a huge conversation. Okay, I'm going to build the store, right?
Yeah.
I had to make choices on my own going, I think this belongs. Okay,
okay.
And so I'm thinking we build the guide.
Okay? Live?
We build like the store live. If we were going to, from all of our years of podcasting, whatever, we're
going to
find what are the must-haves. What are the skincare faves? Okay, what are the whatever? Okay.
Oh, it's really exciting.
And so
I'm really ready to talk about it. I want to wreck. But I haven't given mine to you. So do you want me to just say what items are coming to mind for me or do you want a popcorn?
All right. Well, here's what I'll say. Okay. Because
yeah.
My first, the categories are the first question.
Okay,
the categories are the first
category.
Question. Okay. Different collections. Are you ready?
Cleansing.
So I wrote in skincare regularly discussed. Okay. Because here's the thing.
I was going to go cleansing, moisture.
Well, that's another
like,
level.
Makeup.
Okay. Well, skincare is the first. I mean, home.
Let's go through every step.
All right.
And
so
what we like.
No, wait, but hold on. We're going to do home. We're going to do food.
Oh,
we're going to do whatever.
I know.
So are you telling me we're starting with skincare right
yeah.
now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course we are.
Now, that's obviously a huge category. So you're saying. Broken down further, right?
Yeah.
Now, here's the question. What is the adjective here? Are we saying these are the best? Because here's what I think. For me, it's an ongoing thing.
It's always changing.
Right? So that's why I wrote.
Right now.
I titled it Regularly Discussed because.
Yeah.
It's like, this is the stuff that's in the mix.
Yeah. Yep.
We're not making any formal and final claims.
Like, for example, you know what I just bought my perhaps fourth bottle of?
Like, yes. Kosar X.
It's cheap, yes. The Kosar X.
Snail mucin. Look,
this. I know.
This is a honeymoon game.
I screamed out loud. I didn't scream, but I was like, fuck.
Wait, this is literally a honeymoon game.
Okay, because I got the mucin. Oh,
I put it on my list.
Cute.
And why is my computer dirtying our look? For everyone to understand, it's because I want to tell you what I did.
So I would go on my list for sure.
All right.
But Essence is, because Essence are huge. We've talked about the May
honeymooner Lindstrom. Again. Hold, please. Because guess what I did? Okay? You're gonna die. I already have a mist and spritz section.
Well, listen. The mists for me are May Lindstrom Jasmine Garden.
Yep.
And the COSAR X Snail Mucin. Mm-hmm. Which I'm sorry.
Not a mist. I really that's not a mist.
Okay.
Oh, you have the mist version?
I just mean spray.
Wait, that sprays?
Yes.
That's the one. I use the Snail Mucin.
So it's like that, but it's in a spray.
So it's made thinner. A little bit thinner.
I think it might just be literally mucin with like a spray bottle. Like I'm not kidding.
Interesting. All right. So we're going to make a note about the two COSAR X snails. To me, it's essences and mists are one area.
Yeah. So what's on your skincare?
Here's what I populated.
Okay.
Dr. Dennis Gross, Alpha Beta Universal Daily Peel.
You know what's fascinating? I'm not really on those.
I'm not either, but here's the thing. I mean, I'm not recently. Like, for someone not to go through their own journey with those would be ridiculous.
Yeah. You should go through that
journey.
Okay,
and I would turn back to those. Like, you know, someone said, give me a peel pad. I'd probably recommend that.
Yep,
right?
Yep.
Okay, huge for me. Misha, Time Revolution, Essence Mist, any of them.
Yeah.
And my current fave in the last couple of years, Artemisia, amber colored.
Oh.
I use it. That's one of my biggest all day long mists.
I need that.
Okay? I'm not going to turn around. Yeah, you need that. Okay. Wait, you don't have that?
I don't have that.
Okay, I've got COSAR X, Advanced Power Essence, Snail Mucin. Mm-hmm. That's a pump. I've got Classic Misha, Time Revolution, Night Repair, Ampule 5X. Okay, what does that mean?
Can I see it?
So that's the Artemisia. That's classically what people say is a dupe of Estee Lauder's Night Repair or whatever.
Oh my God, I need it. Okay? You use that a lot?
No dupe.
You use that a lot?
Again, I've fallen off, but I was so on top of this.
Like, and you saw a difference.
I'm saying like, get on this. Like, I'm giving advice I'm not even following, okay?
Yeah, totally.
I need to re-up, and I will.
Clamping to your computer.
Okay, are you, like, horned up for this, for this store?
Yes, I really am.
Okay, obviously classic, okay?
The Biossance Squalane Oil, we love.
Classic.
And then Dr. Loretta Intense Replenishing Serum. This stuff, by the way, is a great gift for, it's I gave a bottle to my mom. She loves it. It's really thick. It's like, how do you even describe the texture? Exactly, you can't.
Yeah, no, it's and actually, we literally always forget, but that's like the only code we have.
Dr. Loretta.
Existing code was, what does it say? Poog for 15% off?
Here comes an ad. So right now, there will be an ad here soon.
This is an ad.
So just imagine.
We're so excited to
just imagine.
Talk about this product that means a lot to us.
And this could be your product. Perhaps you work at a company.
Perhaps
you're started a company.
Go to a job. And you're going and tapping on a shoulder and saying, or you're tapping on your own shoulder.
Yeah.
How dare I?
Yeah. And you're saying, let's buy ad space on Berlant and Novak.
Berlant and Novak. There it is.
Once again, back to the show.
Are you ready for more?
Mm-hmm.
Dew. Instant Angel Skin Restoring
Dew
Moisturizer.
Skin, fabulous. I also love the gel cream.
The one in the blue?
The one in the blue. It's in the pump.
Interesting. Gel cream. Okay, MD Solar Sciences Mineral Creme SPF 50.
You know what's so crazy? I went through like 16 bottles of that. That was my go-to.
And then forgot.
And then
that
forgot.
You love it. This is a huge issue, okay? So I'm going, why aren't I on any of this stuff? It's because we also enjoy trying new
I know,
stuff.
I know,
and that's always going to be the case.
Yeah.
You ready? Lima Laser.
Yeah. I fell off
there.
The last week.
Okay, next to it, SolaWave.
Mm-hmm. Also fell off.
Completely fell off.
Get back.
This is like, that's the thing though. This is kind of like vintage. This is like early days night. I think people yearn for that.
Dennis Gross light mask.
Oh yeah. Okay. Popcorn.
I was really on that for a while.
Okay. I put in, this is interesting. I put in Face Gym's Multi-Sculpt High Performance Gua Sha because I go, if you're going to do something, do stainless steel, dare I say.
Of course.
Right?
Oh yeah.
There's a lot of trust there, you know?
Also, what's great about it, you drop it, it's not going to break.
Right. Which I did sadly have with my stunning other one. Yeah. Oh, yours broke too?
Mine chipped too. The Wilding Stone.
Beautiful.
Beautiful stone.
COSAR X Acne Patch. I know you love that, right?
Love.
Okay, I think that's why I put it on there. All right, that is my skincare regularly discussed section so far.
Okay, a couple of additions for me.
Yeah.
I would say Dr. Loretta Cleanser is fabulous, especially for winter
Sensational.
Months.
Sensational.
Super moisturizing. I have the When I Met You
I would
oil
say it's probably
cleanser.
Too dry for me in the winter months. I love it. I use it daily.
Really?
But it's not a cream cleanser. It's still a clear.
It's a gel. But
you know,
I find it really slippery and like.
No, it's very slippery. It's similar. Yeah. I'm just saying.
You know, it's a cleanser I've been enjoying for a year. I want to talk about value because this thing has been pumping for a year. It'll be a year in December.
What?
The SK2 Vitamin C Cleanser.
See, that's really interesting. You believe that vitamin C can be deposited from a cleanser?
No.
You see, this is what I wonder.
But I like it.
Oh, there's a Joanna Czech. Joanna Czech.
No.
Spritz.
Vitamin C spritz?
By the way, I do believe at times in a vitamin C spritz. I'd have to look into it, but.
Wait, I want to talk about my two kind of holy grail items. And these are the items that I pay exclusively out of pocket for. I'm about to buy and get more bottles.
Yeah.
They're expensive. SkinCeuticals, the Ferulic C. Oh, I use that every morning. And then the SkinCeuticals Ptox, P-T-I-O-X serum. Which is supposed, it's like a
Ptox,
it's like peptide, supposed to reduce contraction lines. And I use that morning and night.
Reduce contraction lines.
Yeah. I know. Hey. I mean, but it's okay. Something. It's something.
Sure.
I think the mix is good.
I have been
for
using
me.
Joanna Czech's vitamin C daily serum. So just dropping that. But so I got to get this. So
how much?
This is, I'm not sure. I forget. But this is like, so my picks are kind of vintage. It's kind of interesting. This is like early days, right? Oh, and then I have a different section. Wait, you're going to die. So I have skincare roundup. This is how I did it. Skincare roundup. Mm-hmm. Essences, mists, and beauty waters. Okay.
Beautiful. Oh, there it is.
You want to know what's in it? Misha, Time Revolution Essence.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I put in Ceramide Cream Mist from COSRX. Okay. May Lindstrom, The Jasmine Garden.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I totally forgot. This is a big one for me. Hand Skin, Real Complexion Hyaluron Skin Essence. That's something I learned about Circle Glam. No.
Oh.
Hyaluron. Oh, like hyaluronic acid. Hand
Skin.
No. The brand is called Hand Skin.
Okay.
That one is a big bottle and it's got that jello-y feel. That's good.
Mm.
I do really recommend that one. And again, need to get back on it. Okay, a classic in K-Beauty world of SoCo Glam, et cetera, Sun and Park Beauty Water Mist.
Mm.
Oh, I forgot about this one. Claire's with a K, Fundamental Ampoule Mist. Have you had that one in the mix ever?
No.
And then Time Revolution, the first treatment
so many
essay.
Options.
And then now we're adding the Tower 38, Hydra, whatever.
So the Tower 38 one, you're going to see it's heavily improved.
Save Our Skin? Is it that one?
I don't know. It comes in an orange bottle, but I've been told that it's more effective against COVID than bleach, which is crazy. But it's like a disinfect. It's good for acne. You don't want to use it more than twice a day, I'm told, spritz-wise. But like after you work out or if you're on a plane.
Interesting.
People I just really literally swear added by it. Yeah,
I
good.
Just literally added it.
People swear by it.
Okay,
but
give me more.
I want to jump ahead to a product that I just paid out of pocket. Bloom FX Tulip Dewdrops.
Why does it sound so familiar? You?
Yeah.
You talk about
probably.
It?
Probably.
Okay.
So this is a vitamin glow serum. I've been into doing this.
Oh, I see it.
Like makeup prep. Like after your serums and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're.
Primer?
Yeah, like a primer, but like kind of just hydrates the skin, gives you a little glow. And then I like it so much that I just paid out of pocket for the Bloom FX Tulip Dew Sunscreen Serum because it's 50, I almost said milligrams, 50 SPF.
We definitely don't have this. This was not sent to us.
No. The 50 SPF I just bought.
SPF 50, vitamins and minerals sunscreen.
And do you know what it reminds me of? A Poog classic, the Ilia Skin Serum.
Right, which should be on here.
Which, by the way, I use, I mean, so many bottles. Got it for my mother. It's really a tried and true for me for daily. It's very moisturizing.
It's
if you're extra shiny,
just a,
I go with the Say.
Okay, this is serious advice. Because it's Skinton SPF, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Because to me, the thing that I care about the most is a tinted sunscreen. Like for daily makeup.
Being in the mix.
The thing I use the most. I'm only using foundation, but really, you want the tinted sunscreen. So for me, I'm really excited about the Bloom FX sunscreen serum. Again, I haven't taken it out in the town yet. I literally went into the store, put it on my hand, go, oh. And Claudia Doherty won't mind me saying, she swears by it.
Really?
She has incredible
Bloom
skin.
Bloom FX, what was it called again?
Oh,
the first thing you got
Tulip
from them.
Dew Drops. I like it. Oh, I forgot a key essence of mine that is so gorgeous.
Okay.
Pat McGrath.
What?
Yeah. The Pat McGrath.
Because I don't.
Divine Skin. This.
I do not own that. And I don't know how I missed it.
So
I'm humiliated.
I've seen
beautiful
women.
It's the greatest day of my life. I'm like having so much fun.
I've seen this on the. This is called what we call a vanity topper. And this is a great gift.
Damn, okay.
It is beautiful. And it's a proper gift. This shit is fucking expensive.
Yeah.
This is an $86 item. It smells like roses.
Wait, my jaw just popped at the excitement that it was that expensive. I was pumped about it being like, that's something like, something to yearn for.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, wait.
Divine Skin. It is certainly something to yearn for.
In this life, okay. $86. By the way.
And it's a vanity topper. It's in a
okay,
beautiful
vanity
blue.
Topper oh, is sorry, a pink. Great.
It's a pink heavy bottle.
That's a collection of its own.
I know.
I was just having a fantasy that someone's like partner, whatever the fuck, like husband, whatever, yeah. like of a hag, listening to this episode and like running out for their listener.
Of course.
When they be, imagine like, honey, listen to the Christmas Cat episode. That's all I need. Pick off there.
I
Don't
know.
Tell me. Oh my God, this is genius. Because the people like, imagine like this, because it's like just something they recommend. I will be happy to see.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be a surprise. My jaw's
Which
popping again.
Comes. So listen, an inexpensive, I want to say it's under $20. It's the COSAR yeah. X spray serum, which I love. High end, it's going to be the Pat McGrath Divine Skin, which is fun because it's like aftershave. You feel like, you know what I mean?
Because it's not an A. It's
and
not
I love
an A.
Rose.
Me too. Did you ever indulge in years ago? And I'm sure the product still exists, but for me, oh, if I smelled this, the way I'd be brought back. Kiehl's Rose Toner with the floating roses.
Oh, yeah. By the way, you just saying that.
Can you smell it? Because I can.
Took me to New York being maybe 22.
Yeah. Oh, on the essence.
Remember Creme de Coeur? Were you a Creme de Coeur?
That's the thick yellow.
That was one of the first things that I felt like an aspirational pull.
I like, okay, vanity toppers. Wait, this is a fun game. Oh, my God. Imagine someone got anything a full vanity
anything.
For their lover.
Vanity
or
topper.
Friend. Or friend.
Vanity topper.
Let's talk about
anything
toppers.
From Santa Maria Novella. And they do a rose spritz that I don't think is very expensive. I want to look at how much it yeah. is right now.
By the way, you know what I just got? Sephora. Hmm.
Oh, yeah. Bring it up. Oh, my God. This is great news. Oh, it's ruined. Okay. Yeah, it could be $60.
I got YSL.
The Aqua de Rose. Ooh.
Because it was recommended. And I go, yeah, I'd like to have a little bit of a fashion brand mixed into the makeup. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, of course.
That's like.
Really quickly, I'm seeing a shocking price, which is on Amazon, apparently. Okay. Jesus. You can get Santa Maria Novella Rose Water for $44. I feel like this is knockoff.
You got to be careful.
I don't trust
very
that.
Careful.
I don't trust that. If it's too good to be true,
I mean,
it
Lindstrom,
is.
Lindstrom is vanity topper because that is
oh,
a heavy
very.
Bottle.
And the Body Galaxy Lindstrom would be
that's a real
a
vanity
very
topper. Yeah.
High-end gift item.
Yeah.
If somebody's got deep pockets, that is a gift.
Yeah, that's a real
Comes
vanity
in an
topper.
Onyx. Bottle.
Here's a huge question. This was like something I would love to like ask my mother for Christmas. Like when I was like, well, probably always, but it's like brushes.
I know.
A makeup brush, a makeup, like a set of makeup brushes. Is there
what's,
anything
what's
the more
big
joyful?
Brush?
Like
what's
who's
company?
King of brush?
BK or whatever.
The belief of who you're going to be when you have a clean set of brushes.
Oh.
The idea, like the fantasy
yeah,
of the brush use. Okay. Interesting. I've never heard of them.
Yeah.
I remember, but you know when you hear certain companies, like, they make the best brushes? Like, mm-hmm. I feel like you don't have any associations with that? Like, Bobby Brown makes the best brushes?
Oh, brushes less. Kevin O'Quan. My favorite eyelash curler right now is the Chanel one.
Interesting, because, you know, there's classically one eyelash curler that always made it onto, like, it was like,
Shiseido.
This is the one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was Shiseido.
Yeah, I'm saying it wrong.
You're saying Shiseido peppers.
I'm saying Shiseido. Okay. Wait. I'm getting excited too. I want to talk about moisturizers because I feel kind of all over the place right now with moisturizers. I have my Juice Skin gel, which sometimes if I forget because I do my serums. Oh, here's a big announcement.
Okay.
The Avène Retinol Cream
really?
I've been using per recommendation.
Really?
And then you brought up, Joanna Czech said, put retinol in cream.
Well, let me tell you because I actually want to bring that up to you. What was that? Environ. She was amazing whispering over me about how vitamin A turns into whatever that turns into whatever and the like. I don't know. I think it's this one, but I don't know. But Environ, that's got to get in the mix, okay? Just
let me see.
Their quality. She wouldn't recommend them otherwise. And she's like,
wait,
not.
I recognize it. I recognize this. A dermatologist office has this.
No.
Yes.
Really?
Youth Essentia. $138. What is it? Serum.
That one is a.
Oh my God, I'm getting microneedling on Friday.
Essentia.
Finally.
Oh,
the
right.
Listeners may remember okay. I had to move my appointment.
Yes. And fuck, no, I'm not here. Just imagining the dream before the after. I just want to think about the bundle. Oh my God, imagine. I'm just sorry. Someone doing a Christmas miracle for their friend who's also a listener or something. They go, I got you all the vanity toppers.
Oh.
They go, don't order anything out of the thing because I'm ordering for you. I'm just saying.
Oh my God. I mean, moisturizer though.
Oh, right. Sorry. Okay.
I mean, Instant Angel. the Deuce skin.
So
really
that is one
it.
Of those. How would you know those? It's like a certain kind of
French.
Emollient goes into those very small containers, right? That are like,
well, this is like a tube.
No, I mean it. Oh. I mean the tube, but like the kind that crinkles.
Oh, yeah.
It's like it feels like aluminum, but not really. Yeah, metally. Like there's such a specific.
It is metal.
Those kinds
it?
Of. I mean, I think so.
Remember, I don't speak French, so I can't say embrouillis, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like it's next to that, adjacent.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm just saying vanity toppers, like, because what are the things, like, that you want to visually see? To me, a glorious set of brushes is one. You know what I'm interested in getting a recommendation for? Other than bespoke, you're doing a tray, you're doing whatever. You know what's missing, actually, from the marketplace, I'll say? Truly beautiful vanity makeup holders. There's the cheap as hell ones. Then there's this other, when you try to Google it, there's this other brand that's like really cheap but looks good. And so you're like, I don't know what's happening here.
For brushes.
For brushes, for makeup, for whatever. If it's out. Water. If it's out. Oh my God. Imagine, by the way, if we designed like vanity stuff to go on someone's vanity, to hold the makeup, to hold the skin. Like, imagine how beautiful we picked it out. What? Are you thinking about something?
I think I'm dehydrated. Wait. I have not had enough water today. I think I'm also releasing. Okay, wait, hang on.
Back in a moment. Let's play it out like let's give them a real deal. Like, with the code Berlant Novak,
you get
25% off. Okay, 10. Of Winger.
Of one, what's that?
I made it up. It's a fake product.
Sounds real.
Winger?
What do you think it would be? I don't know about
financial
that
services.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
These are going to be long. These are going to be 30 seconds. These are going to be 60 seconds.
Big
These
ads,
are going to be hell on earth. You're going to have to skip, skip, skip.
So you're going to want to pay $5 a month, folks, to bypass all
get
these
the
ads.
Hell out of here.
Because they're going to be coming in fast.
$5 a month for the out-of-pocket plan. Get over there.
And get over there quick. And we're going to get a bonus episode as well.
And here we go again.
Oh, by the way, hello, I just pulled out. By the way, you're off of it, but I'm still completely addicted to Element.
I'm on Superior.
Just so addicted to the taste.
Well, Superior, watermelon, what's your favorite flavor?
So salty.
Yeah.
Superior's not salty. You know what I mean?
Okay, this is interesting. I was sold this in Sephora.
What did you get?
I was sold this in Sephora. These two, like, foundation sticks in a pinch.
Whoa. Is one bronzer?
Yeah.
Oh my God, let me see. What's the brand? Getting excited.
Basma?
Can I see something?
I overheard the guy saying, now I'm going, but I'm like, is that really what he used? Because it.
Oh, wait. Okay. Are we talking makeup? Let's talk makeup. Pat McGrath mascara is my current favorite going out makeup. Out mascara. Ilia for every day. That's what I do.
And Milk has disappeared.
I have mascara
on, you?
On right now.
Really?
Wait.
I mean,
I do.
So anyway, I know nothing. I bought Sight Unseen. Okay. I bought this.
That's really amazing.
Because I overheard the guy saying, you know, my favorite thing. Oh, it's designed for burn victims.
I don't know. Everything's designed. That's what they say about everything.
Not everything. Augustinus.
This?
And this.
What's Basma?
No clue. The guy, wait, hold on. The guy straight up said, I go, I'm looking for a little coverage, rosacea, whatever.
Light formula.
And he's like, you know, get two. He's like, if you want to, like, not contour.
Oh.
But, so I'm always like, bronzer, like, really? And then he's like, went to put it here. He's like, just shorten the forehead a little.
Oh, yeah, wait.
I don't want to shorten the forehead.
Wait.
I like my big forehead.
Here? I know.
He started to. I didn't accept it.
Is honestly, a top, an expensive bronzing cream that I do enjoy is the Chanel. It comes in a.
Well, as you know, historically.
What?
I mean, I told the story about the most beautiful eyeshadow I ever wore in my life. It was liquid
blue
Chanel
one?
Blue.
Yeah.
Always trying to get back there. Bronzer?
I don't know what it's called. It's a bronzing cream
this
that
is,
Chanel makes. Westman Atelier. I have their bronzer.
Wait, so let's do it.
What?
Okay. Can you gift makeup? Not really. A few things. But arguably,
maybe a fun
is
lipstick.
It, I don't know.
You know what you can gift? Clinique Black Honey. Because it looks good on everyone, as they say. I think that Say makes a really nice brown lip liner called Tease. I have to say.
Wait, there was another one you were working with.
I'm really in.
There was a new brown Say I thought you were working with.
Well, yeah, this slutty Say.
Yeah.
I have to say, I love these lip glosses.
Oh, oh yeah.
So shiny.
In a pinch?
I look like I'm sweating out my fucking...
I don't know. It looks glowy and nice
to
me.
Horse.
In a pinch, look, the other day, I literally go, I'm going to grab some lipstick colors to test out.
Glossier? What is
it? No, Sephora brand. I went over, like...
Oh, yeah, don't... Sephora brand is not...
Like, they've got it all. You know what I mean? So I go, like, let me grab some of that and just see, particularly because, like, testing reds is so...
Whoa, that looks pretty, though.
Yeah, I know.
Put it on. Put it on live.
Okay, hold on. Hold your phone up to me. I need something. And I have to wipe off. So, you know, it's a huge part of my life. Also, I wonder if people will identify with this. Okay, this is from earlier. Tilbury?
Yeah.
All right. Look, this is from earlier. See that?
You took
my whole life. Blotting. Always. I'm always in a pinch. I go run to Sephora. Anyway, that's just lip gloss. Okay, I'm scared. Now, what's this? Pore blur or something?
That's my, like, down to the bone.
Oh my God, Tilbury. Kate, how vile. Look,
I know.
Different brand.
I know.
In there.
I know.
Used.
Very used.
It's the other side of mirror. Go for it.
Yeah. Did you buy all this today?
No, that is my own.
You know who makes gorgeous lipsticks? Pat McGrath.
Oh, yeah. I now here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to. This Ooh. Is like an ADD thing where you're being watched and suddenly you do it.
I know.
Like you never can't do it.
Is there something on the... Oh, never mind.
Cap lost already.
I got confused.
Might get ready with me. Like, okay. So this is kind of a orangey red.
Mm-hmm. Do we have the same? Do we have similar coloring? Don't we?
I have a little more. Like,
I feel like orange doesn't look good on me.
Do it. See, this is the thing. If I follow my actual lip line, it is that fucking pointy. Okay. See what I'm saying?
I saw a picture of myself, and I go.
But no one believes it.
Lip filler
needed.
Triple the size.
Really.
I mean, not really, but my thing fell.
There's also a question of what do you think you look good in, right? I'm sure, the sweatshirt. There's
also,
a lot
the
going
Laura
on here,
Mercier. Laura Mercier.
What are people thinking?
The loose powder.
I love
translucent
it.
Loose powder.
What do we think?
Looks great. I mean, red lipstick like always looks good to me.
It's going
to
be a little store. I'm going to get it all in a little store, and it's going to be pretty. Okay. It's going to be pretty great. Squares with pretty photos, maybe. Great. Maybe it'll be us in the photo. I don't know, maybe, but here's what I'm saying, okay? Gift guide, right? Because we've only done skincare and not everyone, and we
home,
need to cover
goods.
Some other areas.
I've got it.
And fast.
Right
okay?
Now, the things that, I mean, Breville Bambino, obviously, always.
Yeah.
You don't have a Breville Bambino.
Not yet. I'm paralyzed in indecision. Okay, home.
And don't forget,
oh, wait,
you have to get the proper grinder.
I know.
What
do I have? Okay, you want to know what's in my home section that I started to develop? My Cozy Earth All Season Silk Comforter. Not a cheap item,
What's
folks.
The deal with Cozy Earth?
I always was advertised that it was Oprah's favorite. Okay, but this is, listen to me closely, and I know I've talked about this before. It's filled with silk, I think. The fibers in the inside.
Meaning
not feathers,
silk.
Not the fibers on the inside.
Of the?
The fill.
Like
the
a
fill.
Duvet? Oh,
no, the fill.
It's a pillow?
No, it's a comforter. So imagine a down comforter. It's filled with down feathers.
How much is it? Jesus.
You're not even going to fucking believe
600?
It. 600? Yeah. Oh, wait. Oh, my God. Wait. It can't have always been this.
What?
Oh, no, because they're selling it on Anthropology. That's why it's confusing.
What does it
say? I didn't spend this much.
What does it say?
The king is 889.
Let me see this.
Okay. Wait, let me open it up on their site. Okay, Cozy Earth. But I will say, it's the one I've described, like, I feel like there's dollops of sour cream on me somehow. It's
oh, my God.
Cozy Earth Silk Comforter. So, I put that in there. What else are we trying to put in our store? Bambino?
I really have to say, I love the parachute bathrobe. There are different kinds.
Okay, because I'm in the market for a bathrobe.
I got one for my sweetheart last year, and they just got me one.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because I was always wearing theirs.
Okay, parachute.
I love it so much.
Is it waffle? Is it
It's not
jersey?
Waffle. It's like
like a linen-y?
Yeah, but it's so soft.
Okay, what else is key in the home? Well, we do tend to gift, we've both gifted our mothers caraway.
Chopping boards.
The storage and the whatever.
Great Jones makes some pretty pots.
Great Jones sure does. My pink.
And some
my
nice
pink
baking
Dutch baby.
Tins.
Gorgeous. Okay, what else is good? What do we like? What about a John Darien, whatever? Like what? I was trying to look and I was like, what are the things that you would get from him?
The Christmas stuff, all the little things.
Specifically Christmas.
Yeah, but also just year round.
Yeah,
find things
like what? Like a paperweight? Like.
No, like more like
little stuff, right?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Maybe if you find something that could land in a gift guide. Okay. What about food-based gifts?
Oh, my God.
I mean, I think the Momofuku.
A palette of Koya.
Three.
Oh, yeah.
The
yeah.
three spice thing is a good gift. I've given that before. A palette of Koya. Is that
why not get, yeah. Why not get a Frog Hollow Farm olive oil bottle or a box of fruit to someone you love?
Oh, well, I will put, if I can, into our store, our merch.
Well,
my
yeah.
book, How to Weep in Public for Your Depressed Friend. I mean,
yeah.
Well, I'll put anything like that in, mm-hmm, obviously. Mm-hmm. What do we like to drink out of? What do we like to eat out of? What kind of curtains do we like? These are gifts. Throw. Oh, I like the Paris fig fur.
Mm.
I don't know if that's how you say it. I like that.
I was gifted a very luxurious Jenny Kane throw.
Really?
Yeah.
Cashmere?
Yeah.
Well, I wear, you know, my mother has gifted me a couple of Jenny Kane sweaters over the years.
Remember, and I accused I wear them you to hell. Of, I was like, were we gifted that? I was like, did Jenny Kane come through?
Yeah, not yet.
We're gonna post some more gifts.
I know, but I'm just saying it's December 17th for these people.
God damn.
This was already more than we've ever done.
That's true.
We've never
in
done
all
this.
Our years. I know.
In all our years. Oh, wait.
Palette of Celsius.
I'll tell you what my other, I'll tell you what my other things were. Skincare recent raves. That was an idea for like the most recent shit that like hasn't stood the test of time yet, but like we're excited about. I did a travel section, which like I put in my suitcase that I use, the Briggs Riley. Oh, kitchen. I've got Wooden Spoon Herb, the fire cider that I love.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I put in the Bambino already. I put in the huge Malden.
Mm-hmm,
Malden.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Sea salt flakes. I threw Magic Mind in there. I'd like to get back on that. Oh,
I'd like to get some
Magic
Mind sent through.
I mean, I did do just almost for my own personal use a unitard roundup because that's important to me. But I don't know that people
only
really want that.
I only own two unitards.
I know. Oh, I wrote Drink Up and I put Perfect Amino in there. I don't know if, I mean, the right kind of household, you don't just give someone Perfect Amino, but if you and like your partner listen to, you know, us, you've heard us talk about it. Oh, and then Big Gets. I put in the higher dose sauna blanket. This is like big shit.
Oh, yeah.
And, I put in the higher dose PEMF mat, which I live on, as you know. That's on my couch and I sit on it all day.
I really need to get in with that.
Hair care faves. I put in the Way detangler.
I've been using Wow spray.
Oh, yeah. People really like that for curls. And then...
I need you to tell me which Perfect Amino to get. I'm seeing flavors.
Yeah, I get flavors.
Vanilla? Chocolate?
No, I get like the berry.
Because you put it in water?
Mm-hmm. You have to follow your heart on flavor. Because, like, yeah, it's...
I know it's
not
taste
good.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
But it's worse than other things. And I still think better to get flavor. Suddenly having, like, I've been dying to do this for years. And then suddenly having internal panic that, like, I'm an artist.
Oh, I know.
Like, I'm an artist. What the fuck
am
I doing?
I'm
screaming about products. Like,
I know.
But all things can be held.
That's
why I'm bringing it up to the surface. I'm going, what just happened?
I know.
I gotta go,
oh my God.
No. The links, like.
I know. I link him. I know. Affiliate code. I know. We're whores. Desperate whores.
Can you blame us? I don't own a home. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, we're still hustling is my point.
Oh my God. Don't I fucking know.
So, you know what? Fuck it. Yeah.
Millionaire grind set.
Yeah, I will. Yeah. Oh my God.
So trillionaire grind set.
I mean, let's get real. Yeah, people shop at Christmas time.
And it's fun for the whole family.
Okay, so can you imagine if I go, I'm an artist. Okay?
Buy a yo-yo for a friend.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Well, a toy is a classic. You know, it's a nice gift. I recently got one for Chris, my lover of 15 years. You know, the clear magic wand that just has the color of the stars.
Those are gorgeous.
The big one.
Ooh, that's a great
gift. Big one's beautiful if you want to do big magic.
That's a great gift.
Well, one of the most glorious things, a book. Okay, book under the tree, book wrapped up, heaven, beautiful, elegant.
Wait, I want to recommend the Suri Sustainable Electronic Toothbrush.
In which our color? Moss?
Yeah, which has really elevated my
experience.
Dental life.
You know, we are being gifted. We need to make a move on fast. Proclaim. I told you, us and our people
know,
are getting it.
I know.
We go in, it's going to floss all our teeth at once with water, but in like,
I
and
can't
it's a perfect
it.
Mold. We got to get in there.
I can't believe it.
That's big. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
How does it do it?
I know.
It's a mold.
No, but where does the water come from?
It comes, so imagine a mold with a tiny little hole and
you fill
thing.
It with water?
I think it's like a water flosser.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go. And you let it fall out.
Oh, shit. I always think these are fun. These are cheap and fun. The Klein.
Never
pouches.
Seen them. I'm humiliated.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a tool
online.
Pouch.
Yeah.
From 1857.
I love pouches.
Yeah.
They're
what do you think
expensive.
About this? This is a good look. Okay. If you really want to up your gift giving, you know, let's just say you're filling the tree mm-hmm. for someone. You do a few items that are wrapped where the wrapping is also the gift, like, or it's part of the gift. So like you want to elevate, you've gotten something and you're wrapping it. You wrap it in one of those pouches.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's the wrapping.
That's fun.
Put a few things
that's
under there that are
chic.
Not in paper wrap.
You could put some skin products in a Klein pouch.
Exactly. Okay.
That's beautiful.
And you could still tie a ribbon around it.
Of course.
A reusable ribbon.
Then, certainly.
You know.
Well, we have to wrap up.
Today is December 17th, I believe.
I know.
We are loving the Muse line.
It's beautiful.
Please.
If you're paying at the tier where you get bonus. We have beautiful episodes
deep.
With the Muse line. You don't want to miss this, folks.
Yeah, this is poetry. This is.
It's honestly, the episodes are, they're top shelf.
Yeah, it's top shelf.
I mean, it's almost
like, oh God, we got to bring that over here. You mean?
I know.
Yeah. Like our public facing, we're trash.
Yeah.
And then private is where we're artists.
Yeah.
Damn. It's fine.
Yeah, I'm not worried.
People survive worse.
How about some Lumify eye drops? Which I'm detoxing from, not letting myself use them every day.
What, under the tree?
Just a little stocking stuffer.
Just
stocking stuffer.
Rapid fire stocking stuffer.
Okay, Lumify eye drops. Elephant lip chapstick.
Oh, you know what? 8-pack of tweezers. Have a tweezer everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, just tweezer in the car, tweezer in the whatever. Yeah. Not wear my tweezers. I'll think about that one. I know I've got all sorts of small things that I like. I enjoy in a life. All right. So anyway, yes, if you are signed up for a mailing list, link in bio, I always put the SpeakPipe thing in there. All right. The Muse line is open for inspirations, poetry, and more.
Call in. Leave us a message. We'll get back to you.
At speakpipe.com/BerlantNovak. That's BerlantNovak.
Well, Christmas is here.
And we'll see you next week on Christmas Eve episode.
How exciting!
Imagine. Love you.
Love you.